Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 997 DJX.
Good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there.
We both were kind of lamenting off the air before we started the show how neither one of us really got a whole lot of sleep last night.
My parents are in town.
Yours for different reasons than mine, but
yeah.
But, you know, parents are in town. You want to stay up. You want to visit. Yeah. You want to hang out.
They got here yesterday afternoon. We're visiting. We're talking. We're catching up. We haven't seen them since Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you get the wine out and you're like, you're just enjoying each other's company.
We're solving the world's problems.
And then all of a sudden you look at your watch and you're like, oh, it's like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, the alarm's going to ring regardless of what time I get to bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I know. And
so what were you up late with?
So just kind of having, like you, family time, but we had purchased a new patio set. And so now all of a sudden I realize that we're a family that spends time outside.
Well, yeah.
We now eat dinner outside. Mm-hmm. We read books outside. Mm-hmm. We flip through our phone outside rather than inside on the couch. It's outside now on our patio set.
Right.
So we realized, oh, you know what would be nice is to get one of those umbrellas and to get some throw pillows. And so we ended up, like, my wife and I ended up going yesterday afternoon, and I thought it was just going to be a quick trip because she picked out everything that she wanted online and was like, know exactly where it is.
Go and get it.
No one. Yeah, exactly.
Get out.
Exactly. In, out, boom, we're done.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been the mentality, you know, the past several months, you know, once businesses started open. It's just like, you know,
don't be near people.
Don't loiter. Just go in, get what you want, and leave. We ended up spending like an hour, hour and a half in this place just going around, like, looking for the stuff. Like,
right.
It's so huge. We were just looking for this stuff.
It wasn't all in the same spot.
No, no. There's like 15 different areas where like throw pillows could be located. And then they're not grouped by...
They are all over the place.
And they're not grouped by like color or by pattern. Mm-hmm. They're just, it's a hodgepodge.
Yep.
And so you just, you know, my wife is like, okay, I found like one. All right, I'm going to go look over there in that pile. Okay,
you know
I found
what?
Another
it
one.
It makes it a game. Isn't it fun? It's like a hide and seek.
Yeah.
And for then all the matching pillows.
I see the umbrella that we wanted, and I was like, oh, okay, there it is. Let's see if they've got like the box of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the unopened one. So, of course, the display is about 50 yards from where they're actually kept. So walk over to the other side of the store. Look all around. Nope. Couldn't find it. Found an empty box of it. And I was like, oh, it must be the display. So I go over. I'm like, hey, can I get that? So it's like, it was just a whole process. But
so
then
you went through all the hassle of getting this umbrella. You get it home?
We get it home, get it set up, and we're like, yeah, it doesn't do what we wanted it to.
Oh.
We got
the umbrella doesn't work right?
No, it doesn't.
Isn't it supposed to shield you? It doesn't shield you?
It didn't.
Okay.
So
wow,
yeah, the way the sun hits the patio,
yeah,
especially
so you need it to be angled or something.
We need one that can be angled. This one couldn't be angled. So
I gotcha.
Anyways, yeah.
So it just sits on top of you while the sun beats on the side.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Wow, this is great sun coverage.
Yeah,
for my porcelain-like skin, I can't have that.
No, that's very
right. So
sensitive.
My whole point in saying all that is, it was the setup, it was the takedown, and then, you know, the entire family just kind of hanging out outside. And then I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, oh, it's past 10 o'clock. It's like, what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
Like, what am I?
Sometimes we forget who we are.
Yeah. What am I doing?
And what we do.
Yeah. Okay. So today, we've got free therapy.
Yeah.
We've got two different naked setting the bar stories.
Oh, sassy.
Throwback Thursday, which... Yeah. I literally had to look at our show sheet and then look at my watch and be like, oh, it is Thursday.
It is.
Oh,
that's
okay.
When we know what day it is.
Yeah. So it's Thursday. So that's kind of fun to think about, right?
Uh-huh.
It's almost Thursday.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll get it all started with the feel-good story coming up here in just a few minutes. Kelly's got her snacks. She's ready to go.
Yeah. I bought snacks last week, but I just kept forgetting to bring them in. It's like, what's the point of buying the snacks?
Hang
You're not going to bring the snacks in.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to play Drake. And before we get to your feel good, I want to roll through the risk that you took yesterday with snacks. All right. Hang on a quick sec. So Kelly and I have been working in a building where it's literally been just Kelly and I for the past probably 3 months since mid-March. And so, you know, because of the global pandemic, but because of that, the snack machine hasn't been changed out. It's been the same snacks in the snack machine for the past 90 days. And so yesterday, Kelly, she got desperate because she was like, I forgot my snacks.
Yeah, I bought snacks, forgot to bring them.
And so here's the thing, me coming from experience, because I already dove down that hole.
You did? Really?
Well, I said to you yesterday, I said, well, I had some of the crackers.
Oh, the crackers, yeah.
The cheese crackers that are still in there.
Yeah.
And those were fine. And I actually looked at the expiration date on them because I was curious.
Uh-huh.
And it said the end of June of this month. So I was like, oh, I'm still good.
In by the hair in your chitty chin chin.
But, you know, looking at some of the snacks in our vending machine, and I'm like, man, okay, which ones are going to be more fresh after having sat there for literally the past 3 months untouched?
We're practically dumpster diving at this point.
So Kelly's like, wish me luck, I'm going in.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? But most of the things in there are so chock full of preservatives, they should be good until the year 2030.
So what do you end up choosing?
Well, there's not a lot of choices. I went with the last one of your precious cinnamon brown sugar pop tart.
How'd it treat you?
It was a little rough, I gotta be
honest. Was it really?
It was a little rough.
The old stomach. Did it sit like a cement brick?
I was like, wow. Yeah, I don't feel great after eating that.
You know, Pop-Tarts to me in my mind sound great until I have them. And then afterward, I'm always like,
immediately regret it.
Man, why did I do that?
Yeah.
But it's got to be like pregnancy for you. Where the longer you go between Pop-Tarts, the longer you go between kids, the less you know the pain of childbirth, maybe.
And the pain of Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. So the pain of Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. I felt the pain yesterday. Yeah, and I took the last one in there. So now I think strawberries left.
Oh, strawberry frosted. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little concerned about the ooey gooey.
I got to be honest. I'm not like
filling
on the other side of the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart, the one that you chose on our vending machine, is the glazed donut. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm diving into the glazed donut.
Don't trust that.
I could do like the little Chex Mix type things.
That would be fine.
I feel like that would be fine.
But a bread-like material from the vending machine right now seems dicey.
If you're just joining us, we're dissecting which items from our vending machine would be good to eat stale.
Right.
Because it hasn't been changed out in probably 3 months.
The building's been shut down for a long time. That means vending machine guy has not been up here.
No, he has not been in. And you know what? When vending machine guy comes, you know, in the past, he'll go and he'll take out the expired things.
Right.
And so then it's just a lot of times he'll be like, hey, you want a little bit of the expired stuff?
What's going to happen with those?
I know.
What are you doing with those?
The employees all kind of know and we all kind of congregate and we're like, hey, what are you going to do with those Gardettos?
Yeah.
Like you're going to...
Dibs.
You're going to just throw those away? He's like, I could pass you a bag
there
of those.
There you go.
I know. So he passes out like the expired snacks. But
it's like the candy dealer.
But yeah, of all the vending machine items that we have in our vending machine right now,
it's getting thin.
Yeah, it is getting thin. But as you said, the bread items, probably ones that we're going to steer clear of.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Like the
They're like fruitcake at this point.
What are they? Like the Mrs. Freshley's, the like little sugar donuts?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
I mean, or the powdered sugar donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of those. I feel like those are going to be stale.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
The sugar coatings can be fine.
I would have to be desperate to dive into that. Yeah. I have been doing the Nature Valley granola bar.
Oh.
I did have
those in there?
I did dive into that, yes.
Okay.
And that was fine.
All right.
So
yeah, granola bars are probably, again, shelf life of like 10 years. Yeah. Just pick lots of preservatives and you're fine.
So Kelly and I are here to tell you that if you are headed back into work from working remotely for so long, know that the vending machine, the things to choose are the ones that are high in preservatives.
Uh-huh.
zero nutritional value.
Yes.
And no bread.
Yes, and this is also a point to celebrate the vending machine guys. Here's to
Here's to you, vending machine guy.
You're the real heroes, and we hope to see you again someday.
Evening storms, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. High near 90. Clouds today, scattered thunderstorms for your Friday, and then the weekend. Hot, but looks like it should be pretty good.
So do you bring in your cushions, your outdoor cushions,
when you know
there's going to be rain?
I don't even know. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I mean, we do.
Because I got a new patio set, and yeah, I got cushions now.
I mean, they're outdoor cushions, so technically they can get rained on, but our feeling is if you do still
it'll preserve it longer.
Yeah, if you protect them from the elements.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Good tip. Thank
you.
We have
a little storage area under our stairs. It's kind of a pain in the butt to keep
pull them out.
Keep wanting to try to find like a storage bin to have outside, but yeah.
Okay.
So good tip.
All right. Thank you.
So
thank
that's you. A bring the cushions in report.
Okay. So yeah, your patio furniture, bring the cushions in
tonight. Bring the cushions in before tonight, you go to bed.
That's your cushions report on DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
I'm going to tell you the incredible story of Mishka.
Okay.
Mishka is a cat.
Ah, Mishka the cat.
Mishka was missing for 10 years.
Wow.
So Georgia lives in Chadstone, Australia.
Wait.
G'day, mate.
Is Mishka...
Mishka's the cat.
I know, but is Mishka the... from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Mishka, Mushka, Mickey Mouse. Oh, maybe.
All right, sorry. I didn't mean to derail that.
I see some resemblance. Well, Georgia was Mishka's mama.
Okay.
She lives in Chadstone, Australia. Good day, mate.
Yeah?
Mishka went missing back in 2010.
Hey.
So last week, she got a call from the vet telling her that a stray cat who was fighting to survive, brought in by a construction worker, checked the microchip. It was Mishka. So the sad part was that she was in pretty bad shape. She needed costly 24-hour care to get her healthy again. Georgia was divorced, single, didn't have a ton of money, set up a GoFundMe to cover the medical bills, reached the goal, paid the bills, got Mishka back home.
Wow.
Yes. What an excellent journey.
10 years.
10 years.
Like, do you... Okay.
No idea where Mishka's been.
Yeah, what an adventure.
Where she's roamed. Yeah.
All
but
right.
There you go. 10 years. Mishka is finally going to live out the rest of her days.
Does the cat know?
Not sure. See, I'm not a cat person. You're a cat person. Do they like recognize owners like dogs do?
I think ours do. But like, I feel like, you know, I've seen the videos of dogs like reuniting with owners after months and months and months or years. And they show their excitement. Right.
Cats don't really show a lot of excitement, do they?
No.
Okay. So Mishka is probably like, hey, cool. All right. I'll go live with you again.
Who are you? Okay.
That's feel good.
All right, we'll call it a feel good.
10 years.
10 year journey.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's a feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see, yesterday Harvest Homecoming announced that they were going to have to cancel this year's festival.
Oh no.
Yeah, due to the global pandemic, they are foregoing this season. They said after months of discussion with state and local officials, the volunteers of Harvest Homecoming have made the difficult but necessary decision to cancel the 2020 Harvest Homecoming Festival as a result of the COVID-19 global pandemic. So, you know, they're citing health and safety of the volunteers, partners, and guests, obviously. But yeah, you know, after 51 years, that's a tough one to see fall. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to look forward to 2021 and those delicious pumpkin donuts.
I was going to say, the donuts the are cinnamon, the big deal there, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, they always bring by like all you need is in a little paper bag, you know, a little paper bag of donuts. You can see the grease seeping through so you know it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that was a tough one. But yeah, just announced yesterday on their Facebook page that the Harvest Homecoming, the big festival there in downtown New Albany has been canceled. So, coming up next, it's setting the bar, small examples of what not to do, and...
It's clothing optional.
It is clothing optional. Like Kelly said, it's the clothing optional portion of the show, and we'll get to that next after Cabello. Same, but so am I. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Smart speaker, you can always get us. Just ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast. All that right there. We give you setting the bar stories just to show you that there are people that are not making good life decisions, we'll say. All right?
There's a lot of that going on planet Earth right now, but this is one specific example.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without, picking fights with people on the streets, when you're naked, you're doing okay.
Ooh, you're automatically at a disadvantage.
Yes. Yeah, so this unidentified naked man in our story was seen on video darting across an intersection in New York City, exchanging a few blows with a peaceful protester. And then as he made his way across the street, then a couple other bystanders joined in the fray. Our naked man was holding his own for a while.
Think naked man was just upset that he didn't get the memo that people wear clothes outside? You think maybe? Was that why he was a little aggressive?
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were supposed to wear clothes.
When I got the memo, they didn't say wear clothes.
Eventually was taken to a local hospital for evaluation. But yeah, you know, we'll also say stay off the drugs. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a good point to mention that. But
don't just go punching random people, especially when you're naked.
When you're naked. Yeah, man, because, you know, when
things are exposed.
Yeah, things are exposed and like. You know, in a melee, things can be grabbed and scratched.
Wow.
Bitten.
Bitten?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many melees have you been in?
I don't think we need to start going down the lane of, I haven't been in any. I'll say that.
Neither have I.
100%. Zero.
Yeah, so I'm just assuming.
Right.
From what I've seen in the movies.
Speculating.
From what I've seen in the movies, there's a lot of biting and.
He's putting himself at risk.
Scratching and punching.
His bad life choice is putting him at risk.
Yes. And we don't want that. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without picking fights with people on the streets while naked, you're done okay.
Let's try not to be just naked in public in general. Most places frown upon it.
That's setting the bar.
Yep.
Every single morning we do this. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kill the kid.
So, last week there was a middle school in Minneapolis that requested 85 meal kits for students that were in need after all of the destruction from the protesters there. So, the community responded in a big way, like a line of cars dropping off donations stretched 14 blocks long.
Wow.
Resulting in thousands of donations. So they kind of needed some help to collect and distribute all of this stuff properly. So they teamed up with an organization that helps fight child hunger there. People dropped off bags of non-perishable food items, other household goods like cleaning supplies and diapers. The school was so swarmed with generous donations that the principal urged anybody in the community, not just members of the school community, to just come by and pick up what they needed. So,
oh, wow.
It's a great example of a community really coming together there. In Minneapolis.
Good deal.
Great story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. You can always text us 502-571-9970. From Stacy says, thank you all for all the feel good stories. In a world that you seem to only hear the negative, I enjoy your positive feel good stories. So, yeah, thank you, Stacy, for that.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
That. Yeah. Every hour we do it here throughout the morning. And we haven't just started doing that. We've been doing this for a long time just because we also feel like you do need to hear positivity in the morning. And for us, it helps us balance everything else out that we do.
Yeah. You know? And if you know of anything good, if you have a feel-good story you want to share with us, send it to us. There's lots of different ways. Text, Facebook, email, you know, lots of different ways.
Yeah. Do people email anymore?
I
yeah, they
do.
All right.
I know you don't read them.
Get it all
time.
in the subject line because, of the email.
Otherwise,
because,
he is not going to read it.
I'm out. I'll give you like a sentence.
Yep.
And if you haven't gotten my attention in a sentence, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
I'm out. Hey, by the way, hit up the website, WDGX.com, especially tomorrow morning right around 9 because Cuvillon is going up there.
Cuvillon. Yeah. Just say it with the right accent.
It's an opportunity for you to support local business and get $50 to spend there for only $25. So
genuine Southern and Cajun restaurant, Cuvillon.
Yeah, it's part of our Kentuckiana deals right there up at WDJX.com. And then you can actually win $50 up on the website. Different place, WDJX.com. Click win. Aight. In just about 15 minutes, it's your free therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming up.
We shouldn't charge for this kind of therapy.
We never do.
Yeah.
And you'll find out why. Coming up here in just about 15 minutes on DJ, you see that video of the Amazon delivery driver kind of doing exercises on the Ring cam as he's delivering a package.
We've got it up on WDJX.com. It's pretty great.
Yeah,
I mean, this is multitasking at its finest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it just shows basically the delivery driver parking the van outside. The Ring camera starts recording because it catches the activity outside the door, right?
Yeah.
And it just shows him
running full sprint
up.
Leap onto the porch.
Jumps on the porch.
Sticks it.
Leaves the
package down. Yep.
Takes the picture of it for the person there.
Uh-huh. That's what you do. There it is. Yep. Delivered. Job well done, and now get down. Let's fit in some scissor kicks. Yeah.
So yeah, he's doing his exercises.
Get it.
I mean, these guys, you know.
Wait a minute, that's some push-ups.
He's got to get his steps in, right?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, okay.
So yeah,
9 push-ups. Jumps off and runs back to the truck.
Yeah. So I used to, when we had the cup at a time coffee dispenser here at the radio station.
Oh yeah.
I used to do push-ups every time I would wait for coffee. You know, I'd do my coffee and then I'd do like push-ups while it was.
Did anybody see you doing that?
Yeah. Aaron, who used to work at one of our stations.
He
walked in on me a couple times, and he would just walk in and turn around and walk out.
Yeah. It's one of those moments that...
Yeah, it was just kind of awkward. You know, you see a guy on the floor there just doing push-ups. You're like, okay, I'm just going to let you...
Working on my fitness.
Hey, fitness over here, guy!
Yeah,
fitness!
Fitness corner happening here. Well, for a while, like after I had had my second, we tried to... There was a TV and a DVD player in the back room, and we were trying to do like I was doing my Brazilian butt lift workout.
Oh yeah, you were doing that at the radio station with Mo.
Yeah, I went back with Mo.
Worked here,
and we went down there. I think we committed to like 2 months.
That's funny.
But then, like, there were people that had offices.
In. Yeah, right
back
next
there.
Door.
And so we were just doing our sassy little salsa kind of workout.
Man,
that was great.
All right, so there you go. Yeah, if you want to see the delivery driver who's kind of and you have a montage of good and bad, I guess.
Yes, good and bad delivery moments, and then this the link to this video, which is pretty great. I mean, sometimes you just have to improvise. We don't have a gym here at work,
right?
So sometimes you just got to make do with the space you got.
You know, that reminds me. You know, you said you've got a montage of good and bad. I was thinking back, like, okay, I used to deliver newspapers. I mean, remember when that was a thing?
Oh yeah.
Like there used to be like newspaper delivery
in your boyhood.
Yeah, like teenagers. You know, the newspaper would hire these teenagers to go around and deliver the paper in
the
morning.
Ride the bike, toss the paper.
I was horrible. I would break so many windows. along my route.
Would you stop and knock the door and say, my bad?
Not at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh!
A lot of times, like, if I broke a window, I would run up, and I'd, like, take the paper off, and I'd throw it on their step.
Oh, my God! So, like, there's no way it could be the cause of that.
Couldn't have been that. Nope. So, one time...
Planted evidence elsewhere.
I did.
To cover your tracks.
I was bad, but I don't know if I was as bad as my manager. So
your manager was bad?
My manager had got a call, a complaint after I had broken a window.
Oh my God.
And which I got to be honest, the throw was pretty impressive.
Well,
I was.
If a newspaper's breaking windows, that's a pretty impressive throw.
This was a good 50 feet.
Ooh.
And I wound that sucker
right
up and I chucked it and I was like, man, that has got the distance. That was good.
Sailing.
And then it just sailed a little too far and it broke the window.
Oh,
so
boy.
Anyways, got the call, complaint. And so he comes to smooth things over at the customer's house, right? At the newspaper customer's house.
Sure.
And so he jumps out of his car to go talk to the guy, left the car in drive,
oh my God,
and runs through his driveway, his garage door.
Oh
so not
gosh.
Only did the newspaper go through this guy's window, but then my manager's car drives through the guy's garage.
Did that homeowner end up owning that newspaper?
Because
he should.
OMG. I mean, it was the Columbus Dispatch back in the day. So
do
I mean,
they still exist?
They're still around.
All right.
So,
they survived you.
They survived me and my manager. Right. So I guess things could have been worse, right?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, it is free therapy. Rebecca rolls in with some trouble at home.
It's starting to get to a point where you can cut the tension with a knife.
Oh, okay. So awkward.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of fits our show, too.
I hate confrontation. I hate confrontation.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, good morning, Rebecca.
Hi.
So will you go ahead and kind of explain and walk us through what you messaged us?
So basically, me and my husband bought a house. We bought the house from his parents. And part of the deal from buying the house was that we would let his sister kind of stay with us until she was able to find a place to live.
Okay.
Or until we got married, because it was before we had our wedding.
All right.
Okay.
So we bought the house, and we got married 2 months later. And she still hadn't found a place to live, and that was in September of 2019.
Okay. All right. So it's been a while.
Yeah. So she's still living with us, and it's starting to get to a point where you can cut the tension with a knife. Like, she doesn't clean up after herself. She doesn't have a job, so she's not helping pay with bills or utilities or anything like that.
Oh, no. She hasn't even offered?
Yeah. No. She just kind of comes and goes as she pleases. She has people over without telling us.
So you're kind of feeling like you're her mom at this point. Right?
Yeah, and she's not mom to raise. You know, I love her. She's a sweet person, but I really, I don't know what to do, because I've told my husband, you know, we need to talk to her, help her find an apartment. He's just like, we'll get to it.
Oh, gosh. He hates confrontation too, doesn't he?
Just like me.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. So, my mom, when I moved back home after I graduated from college, and it was like before I got a job out of state, and I moved out of state, I just moved home, and I was there for a while, and finally my mom just walks up to me and she was like, so you're either gonna have to move out or you're gonna have to start paying rent.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, oh. So but I say that because, like, I felt it too, in meaning, like, I was feeling like my time was coming to an end.
Right.
And then it was like almost a Band-Aid being ripped off. Like, all right, so maybe I just needed to hear that.
That was the nudge you needed. Okay. So maybe you need to give a nudge, but we try to figure out, how do you frame that nudge in a sentence?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, there are people much smarter than Kelly and I.
Oh, yeah.
To bounce this off of. So,
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Text messages at 502-571-9970.
Because she's family. And so you got to tread delicately.
Yeah.
With
because
this
it's
situation.
Not like she's just going to go away.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. This isn't a friend. This is a sister in law. Okay.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Text messages, you can always roll in 502-571-9970.
Tracy, just need to rip off the Band-Aid. Just tell her, pay up or get out. A little aggressive. Clearly, that's what she needs.
Pay up or get out. That's like what my mom said.
Yeah,
exactly. My mom literally said that almost verbatim.
I love you, son. But pay up or
pay
get
up
out.
Pay up or get out. Got a call from Rebecca, who has an issue with her sister-in-law, who is... and has been living in their house, you know, rent-free for the past...
year.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be a month.
So...
ended up being a year.
Yeah, so... and she's like... you know, it's
how
getting...
how do I approach this?
How do I... yeah, yeah, how do I...
because it's her husband's sister.
Right, exactly. Alyssa says, if it was my sister-in-law, I'd tell her, hey, so I could use some help with bills since there's an extra person here. Bills have gone up. If you don't want to help, I'm going to have to ask you to find another place to stay. So, I mean, I guess that's a good way to look at that. Another text from a listener: when my sons came back home, my husband told them they had to go get a job and pay rent. I think it's beyond that. just because the initial agreement was, hey, you're gonna hang for a month, but yeah. The month has turned into another month, and then to another month, and then
into
now
12
it's
12 months.
Right, exactly.
Mary Kate says JoJo said it best: leave, get out right now. Man, it's the end.
There are a lot of yeah. Like we got a tweet from Joe who's just like, get out.
Wow.
I mean, there are a lot of people that are just like
savage.
Cut the cord.
Yeah.
But
how do we like sensitively craft that sentence?
Arthur.
Yeah, so you know, in those situations it's good to set boundaries, right? And when you're paying rent, you get things. So you have more access. People can come visit you, you know, you get your spot in the fridge.
Yeah.
You get your piece of the house. But if you're just to be polite, kind of freeloading-ish.
Yeah.
You get to set boundaries. So, hey, you know, either you find the job by July 1st or, you know, these are the consequences. Or, you know, you get your own apartment by August 1st or these are the consequences. As long as you give people ample time.
Yeah.
I think that's more than polite, right?
I think
no,
so.
No, that's a good approach to it. Just like, instead of just a rip the Band-Aid, like, hey, you got to be out by this weekend. It's like, all right, we're going to give you 30 days. Let's figure this out.
Oh, no, you have mommy issues, don't you? It's okay. She didn't mean it when she said it.
I do. All right. Hey, Arthur, thank you, man.
You have a good morning.
All right, you too.
Bye. Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, well, my mom that's was just good. Like, hey, I'm going to need either you to pay rent or you're going to have to move out.
She didn't have problem crafting that sentence for you.
No, she didn't.
Not at all.
No. So if you want to continue commenting, you can on Facebook or Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. Ashlyn says, change the locks.
Oh, now see, that's aggressive.
Dang.
I'm not sure that's going to make Christmas time comfortable.
Okay.
See, we have to worry about the holidays, right? So here's the thing. I feel like we got another text. I would offer to help her find a place, meet with the parents, remind them that you are newlyweds. See, that is a really valid point. Like the sister should get it.
Hey, we're newlyweds. We need our special newlywed time.
We need newlywed time.
Without knowing you're in the house. We can't really set the mood well.
Wait a second. Why are you not playing the song?
Listen. Can't really set the mood well. Actually, have this playing in the background.
Yes.
Or
we have something to talk to you about.
Yeah. See, when two grown adults love each other.
They need special time.
And they get married.
They need special time.
And they move into their own place. They need to what's called christen rooms. And we can't do that when you're living in half the house.
You get what we're throwing down? Do you get it? Do you get it? Oh my god.
I
don't know if you come down that lane.
Have you ever with your husband like gone, you know what, we haven't christened that room
yet.
No! Okay. Oh my god. All right, that's free therapy.
What an awkward end to the segment.
Again, I don't know if we helped.
I feel like we did.
But I think we did.
I feel like we did. That would shut it down.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kelly Kay.
Happened to see this video yesterday. Put it up on the website, WDJX.com. Also up on Facebook as well. It's an adorable little restaurant review, we'll say.
Okay.
So Christoph Kyle posted on his Instagram this review of Ava's Kitchen. That's the restaurant's name.
Okay.
Ava's Kitchen is run by his 18-month-old daughter, Ava.
Okay, so it's not a real restaurant.
It's a play kitchen.
Gotcha.
So his main complaint was it took 45 minutes to get his meal, and he was the only customer.
Ooh.
Like, things were off to a great start until she decided to take a break for 20 minutes and watch Paw Patrol.
Well, you know what? I think it's kind of his problem for ordering food right before
right
Paw Patrol.
Right in the middle of Paw Patrol. You're right.
On.
You're
yeah,
right.
Sorry.
He probably should have checked the clock on that one.
He needs to make sure that is free and clear.
But it's just an absolute adorable little image yeah. of a dad playing with his adorable little baby daughter. And then also kind of putting a message in there of supporting Black business.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, it's just a really cute way of putting that out there. We've got it, again, up on our website, WDJX.com, and on socials, Facebook.
Amidst the year 2020, which includes the murder hornets, the global pandemic, coronavirus, civil unrest, the protests for George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, we have yet one more thing to worry about.
What now?
And it's coming this weekend.
This weekend? Something's happening?
Yep. In the form of an asteroid.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Do we need to build a bunker? What is happening? Why are we just now getting this information?
So we have about a football length sized asteroid that is streaking towards the Earth. It's going to miss the Earth, they say.
They say?
They say.
Are they like saying we're like 65% sure? What's the percentage of how sure we are it's going to miss?
Now, listen, space is a big place, right?
It is a big place.
Yeah, I've seen Star Wars, I know.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's going to miss us by about 3.2 trillion miles.
That feels like that's a good cushion.
It is. In space terms, that's not a lot.
What do you mean by not a lot? What do you mean by not a lot? How much cushion does that mean?
So, by comparison, the average distance between the Earth and the Moon is about 239,000 miles. Okay? So,
can you put that into, like, tangible terms? Can we measure it in football fields?
Sure.
What is happening?
It's like a bunch of football fields.
Okay.
A bunch.
I don't think this is
going to do a bunch.
Do I need to build a bunker? So, there's already no toilet paper at the stores.
Oh, gosh.
Or Lysol wipes.
Oh, no.
This is not going to help if we all need to build bunkers in the next couple of days.
We're saying that
go underground.
It's an asteroid flyby.
It's a flyby? They're buzzing the tower like Maverick and Goose?
The chances are very slim that it'll stray off its course.
Have we put Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis on standby?
Like Armageddon?
Yes.
I mean, we probably should, right?
Is Liv Tyler aware?
So do you want to know the asteroid's name? Because they name all the asteroids.
Oh, they named it? Okay, yeah. Great. What is it?
It has the sexy name of 16334820002NN4.
Oh, so just like Elon Musk's baby.
Don't give it any ideas.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe that.
All right. That kid's going to have someone to relate to. No.
Okay. So, anyways, not to put you into a full-on panic.
But they're pretty sure there's enough cushion?
But they're...
They're pretty sure?
I don't know what stock you put in pretty sure.
Are we talking 85% sure it's not going to hit us?
I'd say it's higher than that.
All right. My nerves are shot already. I don't know if I can handle much more turmoil.
But let's
just get Bruce up in a rocket.
Just in case.
And Ben Affleck,
we already have SpaceX up there, so we'll have them
do a little drive-by, like land, blow it up, scatter it a little bit, make sure it's not going to hit.
I mean, it's only a football-sized field-sized asteroid, so...
They could just hop over.
Might be a little dicey, but know that we're aware of it.
We're aware of it?
And now you are.
Oh, great. It's nice of them to tell us 2 days before it's supposed to happen.
Hey, guys, by the way.
Hey, while you're going to the grocery store,
pick
up some extra bread and milk and take to the bunker.
And get some asteroid repellent.
Asteroid repellent?
You're going to need it.
I don't think they need that.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
This year can suck it.
It's that fun time of the week when we throw back to songs you haven't heard in a while.
Well, and it might be the last one ever. Right? Is this the Armageddon TBT?
No.
Is this Armageddon TBT?
No.
Is that?
No.
The last one before the asteroid may or may not fly right by planet Earth.
Throwback Thursday, just when we play the tips of songs for you, back to back to back to back. It's this freight train of fun, and it kicks off here next. Let us know what you want to hear at Ben and Kelly Show. Or via text 502-571-9970.
Veronica tosses out the obvious first song.
That's so slow.
Don't want to miss the thing. Doesn't matter.
So slow.
It's appropriate, sir.
Back. Throwback. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Tweet from Jennifer wondering how many people are going to ask for Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing for Armageddon. Hashtag the 2020 asteroid.
Well many. So did Veronica.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say. Yes. So I tell you what. I'll give you... This is literally like a 9-minute song.
Laying in the field with Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck. We're tickling her belly with the little daisy.
Tickling her belly with the daisy?
Do you remember the daisy doing that?
I don't actually remember the movie.
It's kind of like the movie was like
40 years ago. Oh, gosh. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
All right. Is that good?
Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming,
my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with
Thursday, Monica from Morgan, who said, hey, I need some brandy from my best friend Sam of almost 5 years. She just had a little baby boy.
Aww.
So, needs the boy is mine? Wait,
is this a question?
I was going to say, is there a...
I don't think it's a question. No, she just likes the song. No, she just likes the song.
That when you text or tweet us, we'll understand what you're actually requesting. Kim rolls in and says, dang, I thought you were going to play Baby Boy by Beyonce. I mean, okay.
No.
Maybe that could work, too.
Oh, and I think maybe she wanted Brandy the Best Friend song.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think we got it wrong. But we tried.
A for effort, right?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, we're just a couple people pushing buttons over here. What the...
It takes a lot of smarts to do this job.
Right. Them because you know you just need a little taster of it, right?
Just a little taster.
That's what we think.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX. Bobby rolls in. Hey, my 8-year-old daughter is coming to work with me today, and she wants to hear. Is this real? She wants to Rickroll us.
Oh, she does. She's Rickrolling us for sure. BB, this is for you. BB, you're Rickrolling us right now. You're Rickrolling TBD.
Is she Rickrolling us with a little "Never Gonna Give You Up"?
And I love it.
Oh, Throwback Thursday.
We're no strangers to you.
Come on.
Oh, then she also texts, or Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy. All right, well, how about let's do that?
Oh, well, that was savage. I mean, that was savage.
How long do you Rickroll
someone? I
feel like someone?
You Rickrolled Rickroll a little bit with Avril. You Avril-rolled Rickroll.
Rickroll with Avril. Throwback Thursday. Fun fact, Avril Lavigne, once married to Chad Kroeger, the lead singer of the greatest rock band ever, and also the voice on Over the Hedge of the Little Possum.
Absolutely.
Yes!
It was an amazing acting debut.
It was great.
It was.
Throwback Thursday. Blake rolls in, lollipop Lil Wayne, then the little lollipop emoji, because we didn't know what it meant. But point taken, Throwback Thursday. Bottles in the club. Oh, it seems
like so long ago. Good old days.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Matt rolls in. Is this your...
This is Hot Pastor Matt.
Is this your guy?
Hey, Hot Pastor Matt.
Says, every Throwback Thursday needs Nelly. I don't make up the rules, but we have to follow them.
That's true. Mm. I feel like
you're right. Yeah, I mean, we're rule followers over here.
Absolutely. All right?
Not rule breakers on Throwback Thursday.
Take it off like
because Noelle said she just dropped her kid off at the grandparents, finally not listening to Frozen songs. So you know what I'm doing?
Oh, wow.
I'm giving her a double shot of Nelly. She needed grills.
Oh, she did.
Double shot of Nelly? Is this even legal? Wait, we're rule followers. I hope this is legal.
And now rule breakers.
No, I hope this is legal. Okay. Oh, no. Throwback Thursday.
Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If could call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white clothes, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day, like Jay changed clothes. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee. On South Beach, in my wife be VVS studded. You can tell when they cut it. You see my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming, I stay off from the chief end.
I got a grill I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later some drops, jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say
smile for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
Come on. Let me see your grill.
And the bottom rolls gold. Throwback Thursday. Abby says, can we get some Britney Spears?
Well, yeah, that's a valid point.
Which, by the way, my daughter has been doing interpretive dances to Hit Me Baby One More Time. How she discovered this is beyond me.
More than just a re-up, baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up, baking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are, baby.
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer, oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are, womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kimberly rolls in. Can you even have a TBT without BSB? Way too many letters there.
There is a lot of letters.
All right.
So you have three choices in the library?
Well, no.
Really?
I have way more than three choices, but only three that are kind of up-tempo. I Went It That Way, which isn't even.
That's kind of medium tempo.
Larger Than Life,
it's
everybody.
Iconic.
What
yeah.
do you want? Or do you want...
Larger Than Life. Larger Than Life. Just hit
are you
button.
Sure? Are you sure? All right. Okay, fine. I mean, what were they going to play? Like, Christmas song from Backstreet Boys? Incomplete, the ballad from those boys?
Oh, that is pretty angsty.
Oh, Throwback Thursday. Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I barely even know the second verse of that song. Oh, God, what is happening?
What is happening?
What is happening?
Oh, wow.
Rich jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. When you think you're good.
Wow. How did that slip in there?
That was magical, though.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh, God. What is happening here? Why are we breaking Throwback Thursday? What is...
Is your hand even on the wheel?
I got my ticket for the long way round.
Someone take it away from me.
Two bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say? When I'm gone.
All right, someone take this away. Someone take it away from me.
Help! It's still going!
Rip it out of my hand! Make a left turn! Sharp left turn! All right, Throwback Thursday. Can we get Panic at the Disco, says Alyssa. Okay, I guess. This is before he...
We're back on the path.
This is before he did his cameo with Taylor Swift and me.
Well, imagine...
He was an angsty singer for Panic at the Disco.
Still is.
And I cannot but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame. What a shame. The poor groom's bride is a...
Really nice personality.
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of. Closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage
is same. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Got a message from a listener. Needs Low by T-Pain. Sorry, we don't have Low by T-Pain.
Nope.
We do have Flo Rida Low.
Gotta be close enough.
Throwback Thursday. Play Fergalicious while recording Ben working on his fitness.
Oh, yeah. You gotta do some push-ups by the coffee machine.
To this song?
Uh-huh.
Up, y'all, cause this is it.
Pretty quick tempo, though.
Yeah, I know.
Delicious. Fergie.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them boys. Come and go like seasons, Fergalicious. But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious.
Fergalicious.
Throwback Thursday.
I just love the Fergalicious. I love it.
Fergalicious.
You don't even need a reason just to hit it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX.
I can't pretend anymore.
tell you what.
It's a bop.
You know when Ariana Grande starts showing up on Throwback Thursday,
yeah,
it gets serious.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. Now we all need to play 1-2-Step from a text there. Okay, yeah, we got that. 1-2-Step. Sierra, Missy.
Ben's going to do some more dancing.
I will do, try to get my steps in here. Throwback Thursday. From Morgan to redeem yourselves for breaking Throwback Thursday. How about some Boys to Men?
Oh wow.
Look at us.
Oh, wow.
Look at us rolling in.
Oh, we're back. We're back, baby.
Are we back? Man, is that disrespecting the people that requested all those other songs?
Yeah, baby.
A little bit?
Yeah, baby.
We don't want to disrespect.
I still like them.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Was playing that all like every 20 minutes.
But that's a bop. That's a banger.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Lauren says, hey, Ben and Kelly, Lauren, wondering if you could play Closer by Neo. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, this is a
you know
good
what? I'll
one.
Tell you what. I like that you guys have been requesting songs that we really haven't heard in a while. I like that.
That's good stuff.
Throwback Thursday.
Turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star. And I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear. Like she's right there in my ear. Telling me that she wants to own.
Wearing a bathrobe. Did we play catchphrase with him?
We did.
When he was wearing a bathrobe. That was fun times.
Magic. And before Zoom was invented, so.
Yeah, dang it.
I know.
Because we were on the phone. We were just trusting him when he said he was in a robe.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Nicole says, and it was some Lil Jon. I don't know if we're going to, well, we are close to ending it here. As I look at my watch.
And it,
huh?
Oh, no, we got to end it.
Kelly didn't look at her phone. She's like, oh, I get it. All right, throw back Thursday.
369, damn, hey, hey. Hey. Just suck it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low.
So clean, cause she could that question been harassing me in the mind. This girl is fine. I came to the club about 50 limb time. Then I play with your panty line. The club wanna say I need to calm down. Security guard gonna swim me now. Playing drunk, then I'm old. Threaten me now.
She getting drunk in the club, I mean she working. And then I like to see the female twerking. Taking her clothes off, ooh, she naked. ATL, sorry, don't disrespect him. I put a pop your thing like this. Cause yin yang twin and it's B.I. Lil' John and the East Side boys with me. And we all like to see Tigo business. So bring yourself over here, girl. And let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor.
To the floor.
Well, if you wanna act,
what a fun song.
Keep yourself where you at.
369.
Get low. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Sula! Stuff. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. I got a text from a listener. If you mention my name, please say my nickname, Muffin. Okay?
All right.
Gotcha.
Hey, Muffin.
Thanks for tuning in, Muffin.
Wanda, thanks for hanging out with us. Nicole, we see you. We love you.
Also, text from the listener is about if I'm 24 and I can sing all the words to 1-2-Step.
Nope, you are doing your life right.
Yep, life right there.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Every single Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
So this is kind of amazing. Two bystanders. Bystanders. Rescued a baby deer spotted drowning in a lake and used CPR on the deer.
Wow.
So Liz Ballard posted this video to Facebook showing her husband, Brian, and another person rescuing this little fawn at a lake. The video shows they were using rescue breaths on the deer, who was unresponsive at first, and they just kept doing it, taking turns blowing into the deer's nose and mouth until it starts to move and breathes on its own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you know you can do CPR on a deer? You can.
Okay.
It worked.
Look at that.
Amazing video. They saved Bambi. They essentially saved Bambi.
Essentially, they did.
Yeah.
What a magical story.
It was magical. I'll tweet out the video so you can see it happen.
All right.
The moment that the fawn comes back to life at Ben and Kelly Show.
Did the fawn appreciate it or just run away?
I feel like it when it ran away, it was like, thanks, guys.
So now the fawn has a list?
See you later. I don't know. I have no idea. That's my deer voice I made up on the spot. I really didn't take time to really work it out in my head first.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate that.
Wow. All right.
It's kind of Party Rick in my... I don't know why the fawn is Party Rick.
A little Party Rick.
In my head, but that's how it came out.
A character from like 10 years ago here on the show.
All right. Exactly.
All right. Great.
But it is adorable. It needs to be seen.
Okay. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. Just got a text from Wanda. She says, hey, just want to thank you guys for making me smile and laugh. Throwback Thursday today. I lost my dad 1 week ago today, and we buried him Sunday, and I haven't smiled very much. But when I got in my car on my way to work, listening to you guys made me smile and laugh. So thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, Wanda, we're so sorry for your loss.
Wow.
Thank you for hanging with us.
Yeah, I mean, that pain is real. And,
absolutely.
And we are so sorry for your loss. And
I can't imagine.
And it's weird because, you know, we just, you know, come here and act like idiots for, you know, now 5 hours.
And in our minds, actually, no one's listening. It's just us. We're just entertaining each other.
Exactly. So thank you, Wanda. Your words mean a lot. It's 99.7 DJX. So I'm going to try to transition as best I can. Google, they recently released the most commonly misspelled words in searches. People don't know how to spell in Google.
You just start typing it in. It finishes it for you.
The number one word is separate.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always...
Is it E-R or A-R?
Yeah, exactly.
Separate.
I always go and I'll be like, separate. And I'm like, no. And then
you say separate, but it's separate.
Yeah, separate. Yes. Yeah. So that's the number one. Number two is zucchini.
How many C's?
I don't even know if I could tell you right now what the spelling is.
Hang on. Z-U-C, it's C-C-H-I-N-I.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Questionnaire is third.
Okay, questionnaire. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Potato is fourth.
Potato?
Because they put the E, like as in a toe on your foot at the end.
Oh, no, it's only if it's plural.
Yeah.
Potatoes, right? It's not potatoes.
Yeah, no, potatoes.
It's potatoes.
Yeah. number five on the list.
Yeah. What is it? I'm ready.
Diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Diarrhea.
I feel like I feel like we've done this before.
H-E-A. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A. I think people forget
the
H.
H-O-E-A.
What?
See if that's a correct spelling.
Okay, spell it again.
Okay, so this is how they have diarrhea spelled.
Okay.
D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A. Is that how you spell diarrhea?
No, that is not. They have misspelled that.
Well, it's not Google has misspelled this. This is whatever this website came from.
Okay. No, it's just
so it is
H-E-A.
Hang on a second. See if that's the British spelling of diarrhea.
Okay.
You know how the British spelling of color, they put the U in there?
Right. Oh, what's correct is do you put the O in there? It is British English. They put the O.
Oh, wow.
So, diarrhea.
Can we adopt that here? Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. No, you say that.
By the way,
throws a wrench in it.
Just tuning in, yes, we're trying to figure out how to spell the word diarrhea. And I didn't know, and now you, that there is a different spelling of that word depending on whether you are in England or in the United States.
I was today years old, too, and there are some different spellings. Okay.
Wow. All right,
wow.
Okay,
so learning.
So since we're in America, it's D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A. No O. Okay.
Because, again, don't really know how to say it with the O in there.
But it just sounds so regal.
Diarrhea.
Honey, I need to go to the loo.
I'm experiencing
a bit of
diarrhea. I don't think that's how you say it.
Could you bring me my tea?
Wait a second.
To the toilet.
Here we go.
To the loo.
I wonder if it'll say. It'll say it for us. Say it.
Diarrhea.
No, it's not gonna.
Okay.
I was waiting for like the pronunciation little video. So
all right. So most misspelled words according to Google.
Yeah.
Number five on the list. Diarrhea. So remember your feel-good story earlier this hour? It involved the
mouth-to-mouth with a baby deer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I want to pass along a listener's story who we got via text message.
Okay.
Jason texted us and just sent us the brief text at first that just said, I've done CPR on a teacup Pomeranian.
What?
And I was like, wow. And he was like, I have no CPR training. And then he goes, all right, I'll tell you a story because you guys would appreciate it. Just stick with me.
I'm invested. I'm settled in.
Are you ready?
I have snacks.
This is the CPR on the teacup Pomeranian. Here we go. It was about 7 or 8 years ago. And the Pomeranian named Gracie.
Cute name.
Was our fluffy, spoiled rotten and Prissy, a little fur baby. So on Christmas morning, Gracie was enjoying a treat she'd gotten in her stocking. She took off with it down the hall, and my wife and I were doing what parents do on Christmas morning and watching our son, who was 3 at the time, enjoy the day.
Sure.
So my wife goes back into the bathroom, finds Gracie on the floor, unresponsive.
Oh my gosh.
She'd choked on the Christmas tree and wasn't breathing.
Oh no.
My wife comes running down the hall, carrying Gracie, who's completely limp.
Oh my gosh.
Was extremely upset, which in turn got our son crying. I didn't know what I was doing, but I couldn't let our dog die on Christmas Day.
Oh no, 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 you can't.
Took Gracie from my wife, dug the tree out of her throat, did mouth to mouth. I still shudder at that. And brought Gracie back to life.
Wow.
She made a full recovery and lived a few more years before old age caught up with her. But
holy cow. You are a dog hero. You saved Christmas.
You saved Christmas, you saved the dog, you saved your son's memory of that day.
I've never heard of that. Dogs choking on a tree. I mean, I guess you need to really watch what you're giving them.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard, you know, like my dog would be like, And then pretty soon it just comes up.
Doing that quite a bit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they like to chew off like pieces of their little bones like to chew on.
I mean, Jason, you are an American hero right there.
Yeah, you're the real hero, the real MVP.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool. So thank you for sharing that with us.
And we've learned now two specific examples of how you can do mouth-to-mouth to save an animal.
Wow. Our show is way more than just a stupid radio show. It's a learning show.
That's dang educational right there.
Education right there, friends. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
This is pretty precious. So the Potter Park Zoo in Michigan posted this letter that they got written by three-year-old, nearly four-year-old, Wayne.
Okay.
So Wayne has a particular fondness for a rattlesnake.
All right.
The letter writes, "Dear Rattlesnake.
Dear rattlesnake.
I want the zookeeper to bring the rattlesnakes to me because I want to pet it. I'm not scared of rattlesnakes. I am never scared.
Oh.
What kind of food do you like? I like to eat tacos and vegetables. Sincerely, Wayne, age 3, almost 4. In parentheses at the bottom.
Very specific.
He is very specific. So the zoo responded back on social media thanking Wayne for the letter. They said that the rattlesnake enjoys eating small rodents, but that since she is a venomous snake, she can't come to visit.
Oh.
But they ended it by saying, "We love that you have an appreciation for these incredible creatures."
All right.
So hopefully Wayne will be satisfied with that.
Yeah. And hopefully Wayne will be able to get there at some point here soon. And
yeah. And hopefully be able to, you know, at least see it through the glass. I know it's not the same as petting it.
Right.
He wants to pet the rattlesnakes because, you know, he has no fear. Wayne is brave.
Wow. Maybe when he turns 4.
Maybe.
He's almost 4.
Okay. So that's your feel good. It's precious.
Precious little feel good there.
Precious feel good. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Can we give you a setting the bar story?
Yeah.
All right. These are small examples of what not to do. I know virtual meetings are a big thing now.
Uh-huh.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, going topless during your Zoom meeting when you're the senator, you're doing okay.
Oh, how many stories do we have to go through until they realize the camera is a big part of the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, that's the big part of the 66-year-old Senator Martha Lucia in Mexico's issue. She didn't really kind of get how Zoom worked, apparently.
Can you listen, we've had Zoom meetings. You see yourself, don't you?
Well, maybe she didn't.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right.
So anyways, she had no idea when she was still on camera when she stripped off to off her blouse to get changed during last Thursday's meeting about the economy.
Oh, wow.
It was only when her colleagues alerted her.
Like, hey.
She did apologize to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Including watching members of the media who were a part of the Zoom.
Oh, my goodness. OMG.
She blamed it on her lack of understanding of the new technology, which, you know, she's 66, you know, maybe that's a thing. Sure.
But literally, isn't it the default setting when it gives you join with video?
You know.
Yes or no?
Maybe to be fair, she didn't set the Zoom up. I don't know.
Maybe.
But she added, you know, I'm a woman who is not ashamed of her body, which I love and care for.
Bless her heart.
So she's like, hey.
Flowing it. If you
guys,
got it.
You guys got a treat.
Congratulations for the free show.
The free show.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Man. There you go.
So just know, if you have a Zoom video call in your future.
You are being filmed.
Yeah.
People can see you.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you got to say that.
Not sure either.
All right. People can see you.
Between the nakedness and the people in the background and going potty, all the things we have demonstrated have happened.
Yeah, and they all make our show.
They do.
All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, stripping your clothes off when you're in a Zoom meeting, when you're the senator, you're doing okay.
She'll probably get reelected.
They're like, ah, we like you.
She's fun.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's been all morning, and we haven't even mentioned this sports. Humor me, please.
Okay.
NBA announcing a July 31st return. 22-team plan to resume the season, because remember, the season was lopped off in half.
Yep. So they got to finish it, and they. I know that yesterday we posted they were supposed to be making the final call. So
today.
What'd they decide?
Well, they're. It's today at noon 30.
Noon 30.
But Disney World Orlando looks to be the place.
Yes. I think at Coronado Springs is what they were really thinking was going to be
the best Coronado
fit.
Springs. Coronado Springs. Oh, to bring the NBA players into play. So, live sports.
Sports.
What does that mean for baseball? Well, we don't know yet. Baseball still is kind of up in the air with the whole regular season. Of course, we're supposed to be in baseball season right now. But the players kind of made a proposal of a 114-game regular season, and the Major League Baseball kind of rejected it. So they're like, all right, they're still working out the details of that. Still working out the details.
All right.
Right now, the NFL's ready to go.
Nice.
So there's sports.
Sports.
Sorry, I had to end it on that, right?
Yeah.
Did I?
A little bit.
I mean, I did.
I think we shut it down.
All right.
We shut it down.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Setting the bar stories, a couple different naked stories there for you, and you're setting the bars. Your free therapy, that was an interesting one. So you can listen in on that fun.
Yeah.
There could be an asteroid to worry about this weekend.
Oh, dang it. I had already forgotten about that. Now I remember we got to build a bunker just in case.
And spelling is hard.
In 2 days.
So a lot of stuff to get to on the podcast. You can listen up, WDJX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.